Well, hello everyone. How are we all doing out there today? Hope you are all well. I thought, well, I'll jump on the microphone today and just chat through what we've got in the March newsletter and seeds. Sure, by now, most of you would have probably got your seed gift pack through the post. Some of you, it might be a little bit late due to how slow the post can be, or if you've only just recently signed up, it may also be a bit late. Thank you to all my new members, by the way. I've had quite a few over the last few weeks, and it's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant to say the least. So, as you know, last month I changed the letter format and I made it into a bit more of this sort of newsletter, which I'm really liking. It's a lot of work, but I really like it. I feel it just brings this club together a lot better. Something I featured in, and I want to keep doing this each month, is a picture from one of you guys that have been sent in to me. And I'm going to please send your pictures of what you're doing in the garden, just anything like that. And I will select one picture each month just to go out and just to, we're building a community here, and it's a really close knit community. And I just think it's great to see what each other are doing. Now, this one was from Gary in Somerset, who I requested some photos on the last letter, and he scrambled. I know it's a difficult time of the year at the moment to find photos, but he scrambled for his phone to find something, and he found his pak choi, which opened up the question of what went wrong. And it's one of those things that his pak choi, it bolted before it really bulked up. And it could have been due to the cold weather. I don't think so much. It could be any number of things. But I've discussed that with Gary anyway. Thank you so much for that. Obviously, I've added in all the seeds that we can sow. And I've obviously added the instructions for what seeds are in the gift pack. I'll come to those in just a moment. Then I've added what tasks we can do throughout March as well. And there's quite a bit, but it basically boils down to adding fertilizer, mulching our beds, and just getting strength and support in ready for this next growing season. Now, underneath all of the seeds that we found, all the instructions on how to grow the seeds that are within this gift pack, I've added a little area for you to fill out what date you sow your seeds on. Now, this was an idea that came through from one of my listeners, Stephen, one of the supporter club members, who on the last month when I sent out this new style format of newsletter suggested that it might be an idea that we might want to start keeping this these newsletters in files, and if we could work it that we could have somewhere that we can reference when we sowed our seeds on, which is what I thought. We'll add that area that we can just fill out ourselves and make the most of it. And I'll be honest, when I was designing this newsletter, I did get a bit carried away. I'd, the date the seeds were sown on, when they germinated, when we pricked them out, when we planted them out, how much we harvested, when we got the first harvests. There was a lot of information, and then I just suddenly thought, that's probably too much. It's probably too much in there for us all. I just want to keep it simple. So that's what I did. I might actually, thinking out loud, add other areas in this newsletter for you to fill out some other features or add some notes, and then you can just start keeping this in a file for you to refer back to later on throughout the year, or just some way of recording what's going on in your garden. If that's something you think I should add, let me know, obviously. Now, the seeds that we have got this month, we have the Heinz variety of tomato seeds. This, I felt we needed tomatoes. I didn't want to give you the standard tomato seeds, you know, the money maker or something. I wanted something a little bit special. And I discovered the Heinz variety and I thought, that's ideal. So I threw that in there. I'll be sowing mine probably next week, I think. I'll record, obviously, when I do sow it. And I'll go into more details on that. asparagus pea. I've never grown asparagus pea before. So I thought, again, I know we can sow that. I thought I'll give that a try and see what we can do with that. Sorrel. I love sorrel. I grow it in shady areas. It's such a nice flavoured leaf. It's got this lemony flavour. So, I thought that would go in there. Swiss chard. It's a perpetual spinach, it's otherwise known as. I'm looking for a bit of colour, really. So we've got this red and yellow Swiss chard. And I just think that brightens up an allotment or a vegetable garden, no end. Kale. A brassica, it's a good old strong plant that will grow for months and months. Just felt I needed to get it in there and start thinking about our winter crops as well. So kale's gone in there. And finally, we have beetroot rainbow mix. Again, I'm looking at these colours that we can get in the garden, get in the plots, and just add quite a bit of a difference on that. So that's what we've got on the newsletter, and that's also what seeds you will have in your gift pack. I've got to admit, the beetroot, actually, there wasn't many in the packet, so I'm a bit disappointed with that. So I apologize if you're a bit disappointed or feel I'm being a bit stingy or something. Not that case at all. It's just the only way I could figure it. You will also find, and this was a bit of a change, so my seed envelopes, as you can tell, they have changed. The envelopes I used to use I could print straight on. It took me forever to print them, in all honesty. It was a nightmare because of how thick those envelopes can be. But not only that, they were getting more and more expensive. So I started to look around and see what I could do differently. And what I discovered, or the way I figured, was to use these smaller envelopes, but to print a sheet of labels to go onto the envelopes. As we generally do about 6 packets of seeds each month, that left 2 stickers per sheet that were 3. And I hate waste. So I figured what I would do is print out what seeds they are on those, cut them out. Admittedly, I didn't cut them out very well. They're a bit all over the place. I'm going to have to get a guillotine or something to cut those. But then I can send those to you guys as well. When you sow your seeds, there's a label to go on the pot or on the label planter, whatever you use, ready to go, just to speed things up. And I actually started this last month as a test. Been using it on the seeds that I sowed last month. They seem to work quite well. They are paper, so they're not going to withstand, if they go outside, they will probably get rained off after a while. But it's just a way of labelling the pots when we start our seeds, is what I thought. So just a few ideas in there and a bit of a change. Hope that is good for you. I am trying everything to make these this sponsorship club to the sponsorship supporters club really pay off for you guys and make it worth your money and your time and your support that you have shown me, because I really do appreciate it. And I think it's fantastic that you have shown me the support. Moving on from that, what we got coming up. So on Saturday, this Saturday, I'm chatting to Lee Connolly, aka the Skinny Jean Gardener. He is a member of our supporters club. Very good friend of mine. Very good friend of mine, as no doubt you know. He's on the podcast more times than anybody else, apart from myself, of course. He's been working really hard at getting a school plan together that can go out to schools, and that gets launched in, well, next Monday. So I'm chatting to him on Saturday to interview him for the podcast. But before that, we're going to do a little bit of a supporters club podcast, where we're going to chat about an event that was happening today. Actually, it's called the Press Media Guild. It's for the press, basically, the gardening press, and we are gardening press. Get to go and see new products or new inventions in the garden world or find out stuff that's going on. Usually, of course, it'd be a day out up to London or somewhere, and we would chat to people in person. Obviously, with coronavirus restrictions, it was slightly different this year, which I won't get into too much. You'll find out more about this on Saturday. But the one thing I'm really looking forward to, I'm probably going to go into this in a lot of detail on Saturday, Gardeners World Live. You know, I go to that in Birmingham pretty much every year for the last couple of years. Well, they've got a spring fair going on end of May, last weekend of May, in the New Forest of Bewley. And I'm really excited by this because it looks like it's going to be the first show of the year. I'm definitely going. I'm not sure what day. Ticket prices are about £20 from what I've seen online. There's only about 4,000 tickets available for each day, but that might change near the time and be able to add more. When I spoke to them today, I wanted reassurance, actually, that if anybody spent any money on buying their tickets and it got cancelled due to COVID, that there were going to be steps in place. They seem pretty certain, actually, that this spring fair is going to go ahead. So I didn't mind that too much. And what they've also said is that if it does get cancelled, everyone will get their money back. So I felt reassured and feel happier mentioning this show tonight or on the podcast about this event in order to drum up some interest for it. I'm definitely going to go. I might even end up going on all 3 days. Depends on what happens nearer the time, of course. But I thought I'd bring that to your attention if anybody else is interested in going and what have you. Right, guys, well, that is it for this evening. I'm actually in the office tonight, not in this shed. A lot of admin work going on, a lot of emails to send after today, and a lot of people to contact and sort out. Thank you once again for your support. We'll be back on Friday night. I think I'm going to do a little podcast out in this shed where I can chat to you guys. I'm going to sow. What sows should we? Let's have a look at what seeds we'll do the asparagus pea. We'll do the asparagus pea on Friday night, just to give you a bit of a heads up and what's going on. That reminds me, actually, something else I wanted to float with you guys out there. We've got a new app called the Stereo app, and it's for live podcasting, so it's all audio. Now, I might, on Friday, if I get enough interest, if you're interested in it, I might set it up that I go on this Stereo app and do a live podcast recording with only you guys, the supporting members. If you have this app, you can basically chat to me live while podcasting, a bit like the live show that I do, except it's audio only. If that's something you're interested in, hit me up with an email, leave a comment, and we'll try and sort something out for that to make it a bit better. All right, guys, well, you take care for now, and I will speak to you again very soon.